Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's nothing quite like that sinking feeling when you realise that you've hit a major brick wall of difficulty in a game that you're otherwise enjoying the hell out of. It can be demoralising and, in the most extreme cases, kill the game's overall sense of fun. But thankfully, developers are generally compassionate enough to make the most challenging stuff optional, and in some cases even hide it so well that only the most dedicated players have even got a faint chance of finding it. And that is certainly the case with these next 10 games, which made the players jump through hoops in order to seek out the most crushing, punishingly difficult content on offer. Gee whiz, thanks a bunch. So with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 brutally hard areas hidden in video games. Number 10. Area 51, Crash Bandicoot 3 Warped. If the original Crash Bandicoot is often cited as one of the most deceptively difficult platformers, and say it with me, kids, of all time, the two immediate sequels were generally far more forgiving, especially Crash 3 Warped. But Crash 3 nevertheless offers up a disc-snappingly difficult secret level which can be accessed by first acquiring 15 time trial relics and then entering the secret warp room, which is first accessed by receiving 5 relics. The secret warp room's third level is Area 51, another of the game's already infamous motorcycle stages, with the added difficulty that you're racing against a speedy UFO and doing so in the middle of the night with extremely limited visibility. Though the Insane Trilogy version of this level has had its difficulty nerfed somewhat, the original PS1 article was more or less an exercise in rote memorization through repeated failure, and an absolutely infuriating one at that. Number 9. Special Zone Super Mario World. Super Mario World's Special Zone can only be accessed by completing Star World and using the final level's secret keyhole exit. But even for Mario hardcores, the Special Zone is no picnic, with each of its 8 stages touting a difficulty level far above anything else in the game, or arguably any other Mario title really. Though each of the levels will test your platforming mettle, none proves more aggravating than the second stage, Tubular. And yes, all of the levels are named after outmoded 80s slang. Brilliant. And this sees players use either the power balloon or cape feather to traverse a frankly obscene number of enemies and projectiles. The good news is that beating Tubular makes the 6 remaining levels seem positively reasonable by comparison, even if only the most dedicated Mario fans need even bother giving this special zone a go. Number 8. Alone in the Dark, Limbo. Though Playdead's gorgeous puzzle platformer Limbo is a reasonably difficult game for the most part, it throws down one hell of a gauntlet to anyone who manages to unlock its bonus level. Limbo's secret level is first reached by trampling the 10 eggs hidden deviously throughout the game, though mercifully that total can be racked up cumulatively across subsequent playthroughs. You then need to head to the 26th chapter, where a previously locked door will now be open, allowing you to enter a secret pitch black level, which makes Crash 3's faintly lit UFO race seem positively exciting. Acceptable by comparison. The already dim environment is now bathed, nay, drowned in darkness, making it incredibly difficult to traverse the level without dying repeatedly. It's a deeply frustrating experience, lessened only by using headphones to guide yourself around with sound cues, and the only other redeeming feature is that at least it contains a few checkpoints, and trust me, you'll need them. Number 7. Arch Dragon Peak, Dark Souls 3. Of course, a couple of Dark Souls areas were going to make it onto this list, and first up we have the third game's anxiety-inducing expanse, Arch Dragon Peak. You'll be able to access this area by first picking up the Path of the Dragon gesture from the Consumed King's Garden, and then heading over to the Irithyll Dungeon. Stand on a rug next to the Dragonstone statue and perform the gesture while looking towards the mountains in the distance, and a cutscene will play after a few seconds, transporting you to this horrible place. What follows is nothing short of hell. relish. Man serpents and drake blood knights that will annihilate you for even the slightest mistake, and of course the double main event coming in the form of two bosses, the mighty, silly ancient Wyvern, or Wyvern however you want to pronounce it, and the ultra powerful Nameless King. Given that the latter is one of the toughest bosses in the entirety of the Dark Souls franchise, only the hardiest players need apply. Number 6. Go to It, Final Doom. The second half of Final Doom's story, the Plutonia experiment, features a stamina-sucking secret level sure to have even the ballsiest Doom player crying for their mama. At the end of the game's 15th level, The Twilight, players can avoid the conventional exit and find a secret passage hidden on a left-hand wall that reveals a secret transporter which will take them to level 31, Cyberden. Though Cyberden is itself a balls-tough battle against a fleet of caged cyberdemons, this isn't the hardest of the two secret levels. Reach the end of this one and you'll be able to play level 32, the super secret level named Go to It. Now, Go to It is infamous among the Doom fandom for the absolutely unforgiving fleet of over 200 beasts that it throws at the players, the majority of which are extremely powerful, namely a staggering 13 cyber demons. Oof. Oh, and because this isn't difficult enough, the archviles that spawn periodically can revive dead monsters, making it all that much tougher. It is, in a word, and many Doom players have spent literally hours trying to figure this thing out. Ugh. Number 5. Aztec Complex, GoldenEye 007. Believe it or not, there's something more challenging in GoldenEye 007 than getting Natalia to bloody cooperate, and that is the secret Aztec Complex level that's unlocked by either beating the final main story level Cradle on Secret Agent difficulty or by inputting a cheat code. The Aztec Complex is by far the hardest mission in the entire game, with enemies that are smarter, more aggressive, and tout considerably more powerful weaponry, to say nothing of the fact that you've also got to take down one of the Bond franchise's most iconic baddies, Jaws. Killing Jaws alone takes about 15 laser shots to the head, yet his death also results in many of the guards that you've polished off respawning for a second go around the sun. Even those who spent most of their formative years playing GoldenEye's glorious multiplayer suite will definitely struggle with this one. Number 4. Bloodstained Sanctuary, Cave Story. Much-loved Metroidvania game Cave Story is far from a walk in the park at the best of times, but things get ridiculous for players who manage to reach the aptly named secret area, Bloodstained Sanctuary. If you've got the booster version 2.0 and the Iron Bond, and already beaten the Undead Core, you can head along to a passageway in the prefab building which will lead you through to this punishingly challenging section. Literally within seconds of starting the level, you can find a sign that reads, "Welcome to Hell," which might just actually be an understatement. It is a three-part endurance trial with no save points, where you have to fend off death spikes, falling blocks, and not one, but two bosses in heavy press, and the final big bad, Balos. Oh, and if you're thinking about just sacking this level off, beating it is the only way to get the game's true ending. Rude. Number 3. Painted World of Ariamis, Dark Souls. Back to the original Dark Souls now, and its infamously punishing Painted World of Ariamis, which can be accessed by interacting with the large painting on the bottom floor of the Anor Londo Chapel while having the peculiar doll key in your possession. The big kicker is, though, that you're unable to leave this easily once entering, which is presumably why it's a secret level, and b, fighting the boss Crossbreed Priscilla is entirely optional to your escape. If you start fighting her, though, you'll need to finish the job, and while she's hardly one of the game's tougher bosses, the Painted World is on the hole absolutely filled with treacherous monsters that will make short work of you. Despite being one of the series' most compelling locations to date, it's also a major pain in the ass. Number 2. The Challenge Cave, The Witness. Jonathan Blow's ingenious puzzler The Witness sure as hell puts players through the ringer before they reach the end of this game, but because that's apparently not torture enough, it also includes an added optional challenge for those seeking out the true ending. The Witness's ultimate test is literally called The Challenge, a series of puzzles hidden within a cave system on the island which are designed to test every skill that you've honed over the course of the game. The kick in the gonads is that the precise layout of these 14 puzzles is randomly generated, so beyond a few basic pointers, there's absolutely no way for a guide or let's play to show you how to beat your version of the challenge. For some added pressure, it also happens to be timed and cannot be paused, ensuring that just 2.1% of PS4 players and 4.3% of Steam players have ever beaten it. Seriously, don't even bother with this unless you are literally a prodigy with codes and puzzles, because otherwise, misery is all you're going to be eating for breakfast and dinner. And number 1, The Inverted Castle, Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Players who wish to unlock Castlevania's iconic inverted version of Dracula's castle need to equip the holy glasses at the end of the game in order to take on Shaft, whose defeat will allow them to travel to it. The inverted castle was created to add more content to the game without needing to build many new assets, and so it's exactly what it says on the tin, an upside-down rehash of Dracula's castle, albeit with some new enemies, items, music, and so on. Understandably, navigating the castle upside down is a lot trickier, literally turning everything on its head for maximum player disorientation. In addition to this, there are some nasty difficulty spikes per the beefed up enemies. And you also need to collect a number of Dracula's relics strewn throughout the castle by defeating bosses in order to have an epic final showdown with him. It is utterly brutal.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.